Hi guys, just as a heads up, this is a content warning. There's gonna be content in this that may be inappropriate for all ages, so make sure that you put your babies away. Probably in a crib, because that's where babies belong.
Hello out there, ladies and gentlemen. Opening things is fun. Sometimes you could open a letter, that's becoming a more and more rare treat. Or you could open a present, you could open a book, you could even open your heart. And here's another fun thing, I'm gonna open the show. And now, ladies and gentlemen, The Random Bush Show. Enjoy.
Today's episode is brought to us by Hitler for President. Hitler for President? Apparently, Random Bush will take money from anyone.
All right, Sean, I play this game with my girlfriend all the time, and it's called When Did I Start Lying?
Yes, you've told me about this game before.
Yeah, it's a game where it's like, I will say, the thing is, she will call me and say something, and I have no idea how to respond to it, because it's just like a fact, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
sure.
She called me one time, and she goes, I saw a lizard today with a blue tail, and then waited.
Like, to see what you have to say about that?
I saw a lizard today with a blue tail. But I knew what she was talking about. So I was like, oh, that's a blue-tailed skink. And she was like, really? And I was like, yeah. Well, don't step on it because it's a highly endangered lizard that like lives in the southern region where you are. And the reason why they're endangered and the reason why I know that is because my aunt actually has a house that has like 6 acres onto it. And it's all forest and stuff, and there's a bunch of like those skinks, those blue-tailed skinks.
Oh, just running all over the place.
That run all over the place. Right. And she actually contacted somebody about them, like to get rid of them, exterminate them or whatever, because they were becoming like a nuisance.
Really?
Well, I mean, like, I don't know if it was a nuisance or it's just like they always got into her like lawn or whatever. And there was somebody one time that came by to like spray for bugs or something. And she was like, what do we do about these lizards that are running
around? These long blue-tailed skinks.
Yeah, these blue-tailed skinks. And the person was like, no, that's a blue-tailed skink. So they called like the authorities or something. People came in, like checked out like her population, everything, and said that she could get a grant like through the local government or the federal government.
What are these like rare or something?
Yeah, they're endangered. It's an endangered species.
Oh wow.
In order to make
she wants to get rid of them. She's got like
she didn't know.
Right.
She didn't know, right? But in order to make this place, like her house, a sanctuary.
Oh no.
Like an endangered species sanctuary. And then she could get grants and like all this other stuff, like in order to pay for her house and her property. That yeah, right.
It's good really stuff. Good. Fuck yeah.
But the only problem is that like scientists would kept like coming. They would have to come, and like she would be like, oh, like I have this guy coming by today in order to do some
She'd
samples.
She'd have to allow him to use the space and stuff, right?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But at her house, they found out like a whole bunch of things about like these skinks because they're so endangered. Like the number one thing the scientists were working on was like their breeding habits.
Why are there so many at her house?
Well, that's why they were trying to explain like the breeding habits and everything. And it turns out that blue-tailed skinks are one of the only animals that, like, they have, like, they're the only other species outside of the human race that's into bondage.
What?
Like, they'll get vines and they'll get things and they'll tie each other up and have sex with each other.
Wait. Hold on. Back up. I just want to clarify. You're saying that these lizards...
Yeah, lizards.
They're like normal little lizards.
They're normal little lizards.
For the listener, I'm holding my hand up and my fingers are far apart. They're like 3 inches long, I'm assuming, and they're lizards. They look like chameleons. And they've got a little tail, but the tail's blue.
Yeah.
Blue-tailed skink. Okay. And then these things, while in the process of mating, copulation and all that... They tie each other up.
They tie each other up.
Wait, are they just like wrapping themselves in vines, or is it like complicated knot work?
I think you could tell that I'm lying.
Right. I was just about to say. And at what point did you start lying?
At what point did I start lying, Sean? Go ahead.
I think you started lying right from the get.
Really?
Yes. I don't even think there is a blue-tailed skink.
There is a blue-tailed skink.
Is there?
That
no
is a
real shit.
Thing.
Okay. All
that
right.
Is a real thing. Keep going.
All right, so there is a blue-tailed skink. Mm-hmm. All right, your aunt's house, all that's bullshit.
All that's bullshit. Yeah, there's a blue-tailed skink, and they're endangered. That's
right, okay. that's it. Okay, all right.
Well, your girlfriend saw one. That's fun.
There's well, presumably none of that. Presumably, we've seen enough. I've seen enough of them at my mom's house, actually, that she was talking about making it into a sanctuary or something. Gotcha. I don't think that there's any sort of like government program like that exists, but that's what she seemed to think she could do. Like with all these lizards, we should be making money off of it. So.
Hello, I'm Kevin Spacey of Kevin Spacey's Intimate Spaces. Here at our store, we have hundreds of selections of fine boudoir and lounge furniture for you to choose from. I'm sure you'll find the perfect piece to bring an intimate space into your own home. And this holiday weekend, we will be dropping prices to as low as 25% off on all Mayer and Lorik two-piece sets. That's this weekend only. And during this holiday season, for every dollar you spend at Kevin Spacey's Intimate Spaces, we'll be donating a dollar to a youth outreach program for children in need. That's right. Every dollar you spend will go towards helping us touch children. Children's lives. So stop by Kevin Spacey's Intimate Spaces, located at 1110 Bauer Avenue in downtown at the corner of Westlake Village.
You learn something new every single day. You're always learning things. And the other day I'm learning, is a galleon bigger than a frigate?
Okay, hold on, back up. What is a galleon? What is a frigate?
It's a boat. They're both boats. They're both wooden warships.
I thought they were coins in Harry Potter.
Okay. No, these are wooden warships.
Wooden warships. Oh, these are like full-size boats you're talking about. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, they're boats.
Like real boats.
Ocean boats, ocean water boats.
Right, as opposed to boats that don't go in water?
They had like cannons on them and stuff. And I'm playing this game. It's like a game, it's like an app. And you get to pick your little boats and you buy boats and you sell. And you can like buy and sell tobacco. And like you can have as many ships as you want.
Oh, and you like run a fleet of ships? Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
The only thing I don't like about this game that I'm playing right now is that you like buy crewmen. Like, you can go to, like, different towns and you just buy crewmen, you just recruit them.
You hire them?
Yeah, you hire them. But you don't have any sense of, like, the crewman's personality or whatever. It's just kind of like a statistical number.
Oh, so you just buy 20 heads.
Yeah.
Right.
So I grab, like, a notebook because I want to have like, unique, like, I want to care.
You're giving these people names and characteristics. And
yeah. And
that's
I'm giving,
Johnny. Mm-hmm. He lost his arm to a sailor.
And then you go into a battle, and, like, the enemy ships, they'll shoot at you. And you'll, you know, get damage to your ship and everything. You'll be like, oh, no, and you fire back. And even after you win the battle, you go back and you look at the damage report. And, like, you'll say, oh, you have a crew of 80, but now it's down to 46. And you're like, whoa!
Do they tell you which ones died? Like, you lost, 34?
They're just random. They're just random faces. Like, that's what I'm saying. They're just
But you're giving them names. So are you then in a position where you have to be like, oh, well, it was this guy, that guy, and this guy.
I go back into my notebook. And I cross out names.
Right.
Because I have to.
Harsh. Right, sure.
But what happens is as I do this.
Do you get selective? Do you have favorites? Like, oh, no. Johnny was standing next to me.
Well, some of them have a little more creative names. Like, some of them I'm just like, Tim. I'll be like, Tim J. I can't think of names very well. So, like, some of them are like Tim Johnson.
Okay.
Tim Johnson can go, but Peg Leg Phil.
Gotta keep Peg Leg Phil. He's got character. Yeah. He likes to tell that story how he lost his peg leg. How he lost the peg leg. That's a horrible story. Nowhere near as good as the story about how he lost his actual leg.
Zanfar the Blue?
How did he get blue? Is it just his attitude or is
no,
he actually
blue? No,
it's
just the clothes that he wears. He just wears blue. He adapted that as his identity. And sometimes I think, if he's annoying, and one of the crewmen dies, I'm like, Zanfar the Blue died, and I cross him off the list.
Oh, no,
I have, like,
Zanfar
a little sad funeral for all the different fake pirates that I have.
Who's going to tell his son, Zithithar the Purple?
Problem is, Sean, that when I play this game, the battles only last about 2 minutes, and then I sit there and I grieve about it for like an hour and a half.
No. Wait, like when you say battle, do you like, is it one of those things where it's like, you have engaged a ship. Do you want to battle it? And you're like, yes. And then it just kind of happens. Or do you have to like make choices like send 10 guys over with swords?
You got multiple ships.
Let loose the cannons.
You got multiple ships. And you have to buy
a fleet.
You have to buy, you can buy like cannonballs, shot balls, or like the
chain. Oh, so you want to just let these go. You have to keep it like, oh, I've only got 10 cannonballs.
Right. And then you go up and you arm, you know, whatever cannons you want, and you can broadside them.
Okay.
Or shoot them on the left or on the right, and then, you know, be relentless. Send your guys over to fight them.
Right. Oh,
but
okay.
You always get a damage report afterwards. You always find out.
You're going to lose some along the way.
Who died? Who lived? I think I would make a good pirate. I like to think that if I was a pirate, like one of those pirates back in like 1802, I think I'd be a good pirate.
Maybe. Pirating.
I would like to adopt a sort of thing. I don't know what kind of pirate I would be.
Well, I think we have a lot of people nowadays who think pirating was like, there's a romance that's been attached
to
it.
No, it is romantic. It's awesome.
Right, but
it's
I'm saying, like, I don't think it was.
Like swords and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think it was all that. That's
yar. I would say yar a lot. I would say yar.
Right.
I would yell that.
Yeah, I think you want to be a pirate in the movies. Or like a pirate on TV. Mm-hmm. I don't think that the pirates in real life were as
glamorous. Fun. They sang jaunty tunes.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
They would go to villages and they would And they would pillage and plunder.
Was there a lot of pillaging and plundering of pirates? I thought they were more of an on-water pillage.
They pillaged and plundered of towns.
Did they? I thought there was more of a Viking thing. Would the pirates like pull up and plunder an entire town?
Yeah, they go in and they'd be like, this is ours. Like a whole, especially if it was like the West India Trading Company.
Really?
According to my game, yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that they would plunder towns. Mm-hmm. Wait, what's the difference between plunder and pillage?
Pillage.
Is it pillage and plunder? Are they one like bucket and shovel? Do they come together?
The word pillage means to take or steal violently.
Okay.
Like, with using violence, you are to take or steal.
So it's theft with aggression.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But plunder is just to take by force. That force...
Wouldn't that also be...
But the force is never specified. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
I feel like you could like if I plundered something from you, I could like forcibly take it without necessarily instilling any violence. Maybe I could trick you into it.
Say you're enjoying an ice cream. All right.
I
come up...
A vanilla ice cream.
And I take that ice cream from you and I punch you in the face.
Yeah.
I've pillaged.
Yes, that's a pillaging. That was a full pillaging.
Right, but if I come up and I take that ice cream from you and I just kind of push you a little bit. You don't fall over. I just kind of give you a little shove.
Still a little violent, right?
Is that plunder? Have I plundered
it's
you?
By force. By force.
Oh, so I go to take your ice cream and you say no. And I say, fuck you and give him that ice cream.
Well, if you were to come up to me and I got my ice cream like this, I'm very loose holding with my ice cream. I just kind of got it in my hand just like, and you come up and you grab the cone and you pull it out of my hand.
You know,
have now forcibly taken my ice cream.
You didn't even give me any, there was no force to that. You didn't give any, you were hardly even holding on to it. I don't even think you wanted that ice cream.
That is a plunder.
I might have been doing
you
a service.
My ice cream.
I don't know. I think I came along.
You're a pirate of ice cream.
And I enjoyed that ice cream where you were not appropriately, I don't know. I'm trying to make an excuse.
Hello, Kevin Spacey of Kevin Spacey's Intimate Spaces here. Look, guys, we have hundreds of boudoir and lounge pieces here, and we have received some feedback that is suggestive in nature. I'm assuming it's in regards to our sales this holiday weekend. So, at Intimate Spaces, from our family to yours, including my wife Linda, I just wanted to clear the air. Our boudoir pieces are handcrafted artisanal items intended for your intimate space. 25% off is a fair price in any market, considering that the Lort brand chaise is hand-stitched in France. And for over 8 generations, the Mayer brand two-piece comfort set has been a standard in loungewear furniture. However, because of people's expressed emotional outrage, I'm willing to bring the sale prices to 30% off. Now, I know that 30% does not feel like a sale, but please understand, these are fully assembled quality pieces we sell, and they are guaranteed to last. And I'm willing to take that loss of profit, because we know that if you experience Kevin Spacey's Intimate Spaces, you will want to come back for more experiences here. Oh, and folks, I'm a little unclear of the anger directed in regards to the youth outreach program, but we have partnered with Touching Children Youth Program before in the past, and we made some real connections with the children, and they could really use all of our help this holiday season. So please come to our location at 1110 Bauer Avenue at the corner of Westlake, and please, if you have any questions or comments, we have opened up a support line, so please do not call my wife or go to my son's school to yell at them. The number is right here. It's 512-211-3804. So please, no more emails. We can't take any more emails, and do not go to my kid's school. We have already had complaints, and we are on alert. Okay? Thanks.
All right. I'm just going to I'm going to make this up as I go.
Go for it.
All right. Here's the situation, Andrew. I'd like to see how you would deal with this.
Mm-mm.
You're walking down the street, okay, minding your own business.
Yeah.
You happen to be, you're not in your regular part of town. You were visiting, me and you met at a restaurant.
Yep.
We talked about show stuff, just, you know, regular, like two friends having lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed some show business. We made a couple of decisions on what we wanted to do to move forward. And you thought you parked in this way, but you actually parked over there. So you knew that you had parked two or three streets over. Mm-hmm. So you're like, okay, Sean, I'll see you later. And then you go wandering off into the world, right? Yeah. Unbeknownst to either of us that you are now walking into the wrong direction.
Oh.
Okay, so you're walking in the wrong direction and you get about two or three blocks and you're like, this is nowhere. This doesn't look anything familiar at all. And you're like, oh, you know what? I'll just walk a couple more blocks. So you go a couple more blocks and you're like, oh, fuck. No, this is definitely not right. I'm in the wrong area. Now you're in a weird part of town. And here's where shit gets really weird. You turn around and you bump into a man. And you're like, oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, I'm all turned around. And you look up. And this man is you.
Oh.
Yeah.
He looks, and he is me, or he looks just like me?
He's you. And he's looking at you. No. He's you from yesterday. And he's looking at you going, who the fuck are you? Why are you wearing my sweatshirt?
Of course, probably my first words would go, wait a second, what's going on here? Probably would be the first thing that I would say. just because I don't know. What are we supposed to, would I punch him? He has everything the same as me. I feel like if I were to punch him.
Hold on, this might just be some guy on the street that happens to look like you.
If I start swinging on this guy, he's just going to meet my fist with my fist. I think I would.
Is that your natural reaction? You're like, I'm hunky-dory, happy Andrew. I'm walking down the street. I'm a perfectly nice, normal person that would never hit an individual.
If I hit someone who was me, if I did it, he would know that I was about to do it. And therefore, we would swing at the same time. His fist would hit my fist. Well, he would stop my fist with his fist because he'd be hitting me at the same time I'm hitting him.
I don't think he knows what you're doing. I think you're both doing the exact same.
He is me. He would know. If he was me from yesterday, then he would know, oh shit, I just saw Andrew. He's going to hit me.
Oh, good point.
You know what I mean? Like, he's already knowing what I'm going to
do. So yesterday,
yeah,
you got hit by a guy that looked just like you.
Exactly.
And now you're like, oh fuck, I'm the guy.
And you're like, wait a second. Yeah. And I see him and I go, oh no, this asshole.
What if you don't hit him? What if, because you got hit, you're a little bit still miscombobulated. Yeah. That's why you couldn't remember where your car was. That's why you wandered in this direction. If you don't hit this version of you, come tomorrow, he's going to have that meeting with me. He's going to know exactly where his car is. He's going to walk right to it and never bump into his future self.
You're right. I don't hit him.
But
does that mean that I don't exist anymore?
Right. That's what I was just about to say. Are you making yourself by not hitting him?
I put myself into my own paradox.
Because then you would come to the meeting and instead of being like, you won't believe this, I bumped into somebody yesterday, looked just like me, punched me in the face. Mm-hmm. Instead, you'd be like, you won't believe this, I met somebody who looked just like me yesterday, and then he disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've got to do something to survive. What if?
Well, no, this version of you will get in your car and go home and live your life for the rest.
Yeah.
Everything will be hunky-dory, perfectly fine. You'll live your normal life. There's just this weird, tangent, dimensional you that existed for that. He's already gone.
Well, am I him or is he me?
Hello, Kevin Spacey of Kevin Spacey's Intimate Spaces. Okay, it's recently come to my attention that there is another Kevin Spacey who is an actor in Hollywood. Now, I found this out on the interweb, and this Kevin Spacey, the other Kevin Spacey, has been accused of some pretty heinous acts with children and minors. Now, I just wanted to clarify to all of my customers that I am not that Kevin Spacey. I would not behave in that manner, and I have never been in a movie. However, I did play a pilgrim. I played Pilgrim number 3 in Bauer Elementary's third grade production of Miss Feldman's A Thanksgiving Day Miracle. Besides that one acting job and the spelling of our names, that is where our similarities stop. I have attempted to clarify this fact with my family. My wife has taken my children and will not return my calls. So if anyone out there has seen her, has seen Linda, could you please explain the difference to her? I am not that Kevin Spacey. What I am is the proud supplier of boudoir and lounge furnishings and accessories, and my family has been selling these items for 20 years, I will have you know. And in light of my recent discovery and the clearing up of my name of any confusion of what my identity is as of who sells Chase Lounges and who molests children, I sell Chase Lounges. I will have you know that the Mayor and Lord brands are back up to 25% off. Do not ask for 30, so help me, do not ask for 30% off, because 30% off for a handcrafted artisanal boudoir piece is quite frankly ludicrous. Oh, and here's another fact regarding the Touching Children's Outreach Program. Yes,
I get it. In hindsight, that is a bad name for us to have partnered with in light of that other Kevin Spacey. And due to the misunderstanding, that organization has refused our services. And now, hundreds of children will not be touched by our generosity. And this was a real generosity brought in by our community, okay? One more note, Kevin Spacey's Intimate Spaces is changing their name. We are now going to be called Kevin's Furniture Store. That's right, not a cute name anymore, like Intimate Spaces. It works with the name Kevin Spacey's Intimate Spaces, but not anymore, okay? Kevin's Furniture Store, same location, 1110 Bower Avenue at the corner of Westlake. Kevin's Furniture Store, if that's okay with you guys, hopefully you won't confuse me with other Kevins. And I just want to say one more thing, that I think it's unfortunate that the other Kevin Spacey and his reputation have now continued to negatively affect children. Thank you.
To the show and giving star ratings, what you do is you make our show more discoverable for other people. And by making it more discoverable, we get to then grow our audience. And by growing our audience, we're then encouraged to make more show. So you're digging the show. We want to make more show. You want to listen to more show. Let's work together to get that goal. And all I need from you is to go over to iTunes and give us a quick review. This is the most annoying part of every podcast. I hate it when the post pops up in the middle and it's like, hey, could you do me this solid? But I can't do it myself. It would look ridiculous if you went to my show and it was like, this show's great, Sean Random. I think it's awesome. You should check it out, Sean Random. Super funny show, Sean Random. Yeah, that would go over like a fart in church. So do me a solid, head over there, take 5 minutes, and then come back and check out another show. All right. And from all of us down here on the Random Bush team, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Have a great week.
Hi, everyone. We've reached the end and the conclusion of another episode of the Random Bush. Tune in next week where Sean Random will learn how to do a river dance. Oh, he already knows how to do a river dance. Well, some other type of dance? Maybe the flamingo? Probably the flamingo. He might learn the flamingo next dance. Okay, well, thanks, and until next week, as I always say, chippy chippy whoop whoop.